This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, with nearly one-third of Navajo households lacking indoor plumbing, new projects now underway are hoping to help the Navajo Nation close the water gap. Plus, a lawsuit holding up the distribution of the Blue Book State Voting Guide was rejected by a Denver judge. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Colorado congressional candidate Lauren Boebert has been deleting her social media accounts, reports Jason Salzman in the Colorado Times Recorder. Boebert had apparently deleted her personal Twitter and Instagram accounts, and also a YouTube account where she had subscribed to receive videos from multiple QAnon channels. QAnon is a widely condemned conspiracy theory, built largely around the idea that government workers are out to undermine Trump to prevent him from exposing a child sex trafficking network run by Democrats and Hollywood celebrities. After winning the Republican primary, Boebert said she hoped QAnon was real. Since then, she has tried to distance herself from the conspiracy theory, saying she wasn't a follower. The town of Paonia recently received a grant from the Colorado Department of Transportation for projects to help improve the town's economy and promote healthy activities in the wake of COVID-19, reports the Delta County Independent. It's part of CDOT's $4 million program to revitalize Main Streets. The $46,000 grant will go towards improving public safety and creating new community spaces on Grand Avenue in Paonia. The western population of the yellow-billed cuckoo will continue to receive protection under the Endangered Species Act, notes a story in the Grand Junction Sentinel. A conservative group had petitioned to delist the bird, but the agency determined that it's still threatened by habitat loss, poor water quality, and invasive species. Governor Jared Polis has extended the statewide mask mandate for 30 days. The mandate, which began in July, requires everyone over the age of 11 to wear a face covering in public indoor spaces. Polis says that mask wearing has proven effective in slowing the spread of COVID-19 and that masks are essential in allowing the state to reopen. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
A Denver judge has rejected a lawsuit that tried to delay the distribution of the state voting guide known as the Blue Book. Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
A group trying to defend the state's Gallagher Amendment, which limits residential property taxes, accused state lawmakers of changing the language to mislead voters and make them think repealing it would lead to tax cuts. So they tried to get a restraining order to stop the Blue Book from being sent to the printers on schedule this week. But after a quick court hearing on Friday, a judge declined to intervene. House Majority Leader Alec Garnett, a Denver Democrat, served on the committee that wrote the entry for the Gallagher question. He called the lawsuit, quote, frivolous, and says lawmakers made it easier to understand the ballot measure. He also noted the write-up was bipartisan. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
A single copy of Colorado's Blue Book voting guide is mailed to each household where one or more registered voter resides, and additional copies are distributed to county clerks for any voter who would like to request one. Most of us take hot and cold running water and a flush toilet for granted, but for some residents of the Navajo Nation, it's a luxury they don't get to enjoy at home. Studies show up to a third of Navajo households lack indoor plumbing, but several projects now underway are trying to bridge what's known as the water gap. Mark Dugan reports for KSUT Public Radio.
The nonprofit organization Dig Deep commissioned a study last year, along with the U.S. Water Alliance. The study showed, among other things, that Native American households are 19 times more likely to lack indoor plumbing. Dig Deep needed the numbers in the study as it continues work on its Navajo Water Project. It brings potable running water and solar power to Navajo families using self-contained systems. I reached out to Project Director Emma Robbins, who's also a member of the Navajo Nation. Emma, to start, can you fill us in on the background of Dig Deep and the Navajo Water Project?
Yeah, so Dig Deep was started to help people across the world who did not have access to running water. In 2016, we stopped our international work and started working in the United States, focusing specifically on Native nations. The Navajo Water Project has been in place since 2015, and in my tenure, we've installed almost 300 home water systems, which are comprised of a 1,200-gallon cistern that goes underground. It relies on a water truck that fills it up, a series of plumbing, a pump, a water heater, a filter, a sink, and a gray water drain field. that is a system that works for off-grid families.
Is this a one-size-fits-all water solution, or is this something where you come in and sort of assess each household and family needs individually and then install a system based on that?
We have a system for families who do have grid electricity, and we have a system for families who need solar panels. It's definitely, you know, something where we do need to assess because everybody's needs are different.
How do you determine which households and which families get one of these systems?
The way that Dig Deep works is we collaborate with a community partner. So that could either be a local government, like a chapter, or else a nonprofit that's working in the area. And it's really just making sure that these projects are sustainable. In my mind, I would love to go out and install these systems for everybody, but if we can't consistently fill them up with safe water from a water delivery truck, then that's not going to be a good fit. During COVID, things have changed because what we're doing now is placing storage tanks that are 275 gallons instead of the 1,200 gallon systems because we can't go into people's homes.
And how has COVID affected how you put these water systems in and, more importantly, how you interact with the families that are getting them?
It's hard not working inside homes. I, like everybody else, am very much looking forward to when the pandemic is over for obvious reasons, but also just because I want to make sure that we're getting back into homes and getting people a consistent water source.
Emma, you're a member of the Navajo Nation. Outside of the pandemic, when you've had the opportunity to install these systems, what's it like to spend time with families that are enjoying running water, clean, hot, cold running water, for the first time ever in that particular household?
It's life-changing for sure, and it can be really emotional. You know, I, being from the reservation myself, have family that still doesn't have running water, or, you know, when I was growing up, my grandparents did it, my aunties and uncles didn't have it. You know, I've always grown up with this idea, knowing that not having running water is quote-unquote normal on the res. It wasn't until I moved off the reservation as an adult that I saw that's not something that is, you know, quote unquote normal, one, and two, it shouldn't be normalized. Everybody needs to have water, you know, because it's not just about having drinking water. It's not just about being able to clean yourself. It's about having that mental stress lifted from you. You know, you're able to be with your family. You know that your water is coming from a safe source, and it definitely can be very emotional. And I think sometimes it's a very great feeling, but it's also can be overwhelming knowing that there are tens of thousands of other people across the reservation who don't have that opportunity.
That's Emma Robbins of the Navajo Water Project, among several organizations working to bring water to Navajo households. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.
That does it for KVNF's regional newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.